Hello and welcome to Science Unscripted. It's Connor here.
And Gabe.
You all probably have an image of someone in mind who is very, very creative. And I think it may possibly include alcohol use or drug use or other substance use or abuse, because, right, that's what we all think. If you're really going to be a true artist.
The drunk writer. The singer who's on LSD or mescaline or DMT or one of those psychoactive substances that somehow makes that artist creative.
Well, my home where I grew up, Kurt Cobain, that was part of the mythology of him, right? Was the drug addiction.
Jerry Garcia, the acid trips that opened his mind to all these new and crazy ideas.
Right? It's all coming, or it's connected to the drug use. Well, some new research out of Germany, or a meta-analysis, is going to tell all of us that that is completely wrong.
Science Unscripted.
So my name is Jennifer. I'm a psychologist and I work as a researcher at the Humboldt University and the Weizmann Institute in Berlin. And I focus on creativity. And recently I published a study on the enhancement methods of creativity.
So Jennifer, I think most of our fans out there would love to be more creative. Wait, what is the conclusion of your research? How do we all do that?
So the conclusion of our study is that there are many, many, many different ways on how to enhance your personal creative output. And traditionally, it was focused on training, so really learning methods. That is one way, but we also found many different manipulations.
Can I manipulate or enhance my creativity by taking drugs?
You can certainly try, but our research shows that we found overall zero effects of drug intake. So first to the papers that we looked at. So they give participants actual drugs, usually just components of drugs and in very, very low doses and of course maximum controlled settings. And in those studies, they could show that for some participants, it worked a little bit on their creative performance, but even for others, it just worsened the performance. So overall, we find zero effects.
Yeah, before we go too much further, maybe a definition of what creativity actually is. What does it mean if I'm a creative person, or if Condog here is a creative person? What does that mean?
So measuring creativity is always about at least both aspects of the definition, which is new and usefulness. So we do measure how original the thought is, which is usually kind of like quantified dependent on all the answers of the set that we collect in the study. But then there's also this more or less subjective evaluation of how useful this idea is, because what we don't want is kind of this just randomness in ideas, right? So we need both, but both aspects are kind of subjective. Yes.
It's kind of a weird question. Is it important to be creative? Is it something we have to strive for? Should the people out there who feel less creative than others feel negatively about that fact? Why?
Yeah, there's certainly pressure on parents to make their kids creative.
Or to view them that way.
Yeah.
Is it important?
I think it's a beautiful question, because we always take it for granted, right? Everyone wants to be creative. All the work environment wants us to be creative. I think what matters is why you want to be creative. You can be creative for the sake of the outcome, of the result. This is usually what we want at work. We want the good ideas, right? The awesome output, great innovations. But I think where it is actually important for us is for the process. With this kind of perspective, everyone is creative or can be creative, even if you're knitting or cooking or engaging in some form of reading and you fantasize a lot. These are all very much creative processes. And the important part is we enjoy them. So I would always argue, yes, go for being creative, feeling creative, do it, but not necessarily for the sake of the outcome.
Because one of the bad reasons or one of the reasons why you maybe wouldn't want to be creative is to be celebrated by fans for your creativity. Like if I enjoyed my creativity only because it makes others happy, is that necessarily a bad thing? Or if you're thinking about the way that your creativity is already going to be received in the moment you're creating, is that not a good thing?
It's not necessarily, actually. Because being motivated to gain fame can be an intrinsic motivation in itself. I think what is important is to understand that, and I think this comes down for parents, or is important for parents, if you have someone, if you are yourself intrinsically motivated because you want to enjoy the process, you want to solve a riddle or whatever, then it's very important to not, on top of that, give some form of external reward, because usually that crushes our internal motivation. And then we start to do it just for the reward and not for the process again, anymore.
Let's just assume that creativity is what we all want. We want to be more creative. How do we do that based on the extant research out there? How do we all become more creative at the individual level?
So the good thing is that there are many, many ways. One way is to start little and to learn that you can do it. Simple as that. Because the more positive kind of feedback we get, the more competent we feel, the more motivated we are to engage in a field. So this is one way. It's called the self-efficacy path, so to speak. The other thing is more maybe for the rational types, learn methods. You know about the brainstorming methods, there are brain writings, all sorts of different methods. The internet is full of them, which can help in certain contexts to feel like, okay, you get a way on how to think more broadly, more diverse. That's one way. But I think, or if you find something that you enjoy, maybe you start with crafting because you need to fix something. But if you like it, you start to think about it more, and then you engage in maybe more problem solving associated to this craft. And then once in a while, you are a craftsman, right? And you identify your personality with that, and that makes you more engaged in this field. So this is another, I think, very indirect path about liking something.
Okay, for anyone who just listened to that answer and said, that's too laborious for me, I want an easy way out. I want a quick fix on how to become creative. Is there one? If drugs don't work that well, is there a way to make myself creative just at the
Yeah.
snap of a finger?
No. The short answer I would say is no. But I would maybe as an offer, I would give you the most indirect and still most powerful tool, and that is meditation, actually. Because in meditation, we learn something, we learn to not think, which is a very unintuitive thing for our nowadays. Usually we tend to like to think and we like to rationalize everything. But with meditation, we learn the opposite. We learn to not think. And this is the most powerful tool you can have when you want to ideate in other parts of your everyday life.
Do we lose creativity as we age? Because I feel like if you give a kid, I don't know, a paperclip, they're going to come up with probably wilder ideas for that paperclip than I would. Is that, that's my feeling. Does the research show that?
Yeah. So the first point in time in life when we lose, so to speak, creativity, we do not really lose it, we just don't engage in it anymore, is when we start school. And what happens with children when they start school is that they find themselves in a system that always restricts them to certain criteria, right? Because they are graded.
But doesn't that system help kids learn what is useful? Because you said that
Yes.
the second part of creativity.
But not what is new.
Okay, so
Yeah,
it kind of
exactly.
kills the newness of the ideas, but it at least helps them
Yes.
understand what's
Yes.
useful.
Exactly. So even if you look at the creative process, it's not just about generating ideas, right? It's also about integrating it into a system of a world, basically. So you need to know stuff. You need to elaborate on your thoughts. And this is all what we learn in school and what we excel at, right? Our rational thinking. But what is so crucial to find very astonishingly, seemingly creative, like super creative ideas, is that that you find association between concepts which are very far away. And for that, it seems like we need this non-thinking process. And that's nothing we learn at school. This is nothing we even talk about in society as much. And I think meditation is really one tool which tries to incorporate it in our language and our being.
Jennifer, you mentioned you have an 8-year-old child, and so my question for you is, how do you go about fostering creativity, knowing everything about the literature that you do, without putting pressure on that same child to quote unquote be creative? what's like the most fun way to do it to make them enjoy that process or to you know what I mean?
I think there are 3 points that I try. So first off, whenever my child is interested in something, so intrinsically interested in something, I will never disturb that. And I will kind of throw all the material on her to nurture her interest. The second thing is that I make sure that she is often bored and has no schedule. Super important. So she has to figure out on herself what to do. Again, this is intrinsic motivation. And the third thing, I really try to push this notion that school as a system with all its evaluations is really not important.
That was Jennifer Haase speaking to us from Potsdam, Germany, which is just to the southwest of the capital, Berlin.
Yeah.
If that helps.
It's beautiful. Lots of
very clean place with palaces and
yeah,
and stuff like that.
But not much of a nightlife, she was saying.
They tried to convert one of those palaces to a disco. And it's nice for students, I guess.
Yeah.
Good place to feel creative if the music is right.
Yeah. So creativity, a lot there. The drugs don't work, generally speaking.
They can enhance your feeling of creativity and maybe open your mind to new things, but not really.
If you're looking for useful ideas, you're going to probably wake up the next morning and be like, well, that was stupid. That doesn't seem as good of an idea today as it did last night at 2 a.m. Mm-hmm. So what does work, just to kind of rehash that? Jennifer was saying start little. So do a small task. If you're really trying to train creativity, start small. Don't sit down and think you're going to do something for an hour or 2 hours. There are methods. You can find them online, brainstorming or brain writing, she referenced. But the one I like most was find something you enjoy. So if you've got a hobby.
Intrinsic motivation.
Yeah. Any hobby, anything that you like to do. She was talking about kind of craftsmanship or handcrafting. Whether it's crocheting or woodwork or tile work or anything, the odds are that you're going to start practical to fix something or build something and end up becoming more creative as a result. I like that.
There was a quick fix. Don't forget that, Connor. Meditation. Turn your brain off or try to not think.
Yeah. Similar to boredom. It's different than boredom, but a lot forcing yourself.
That could be the cognitive space that you have to be in order to enter that place where you're not thinking or to meditate. That works.
Yeah,
but psychoactive substances not necessarily.
And if you still doubt Jennifer, or that field of research, if you're gonna still use those psychoactive agents to quote unquote enhance your creativity, my suggestion would be to. Take some notes. If you think you're being more creative, take some notes down. See what you can come up with.
When you're in that flow, when you're in that moment.
Yeah, and then wake up.
When you're under the influence of that psychoactive substance, jot your ideas down or record them with these phones that people have these days.
Yeah, and then wake up the next day, take a look at them or listen to them and see if they meet her definition of what creativity actually is. Novel and useful.
And so, most importantly, send us that recording.
Oh, if you've got, oh my.
Please.
Wait, are you like drunken?
If you've got a recording where you're pretty faithful or where you're pretty certain that is creative, send it to us. We not only will listen to it or watch it or whatever, we're going to let all our listeners listen to it.
I was going to say we will be the judge, but our listeners will be the ultimate judge. Yeah. You will be sending that to su@dw.com. In the meantime, we wish you lots of creativity and fewer psychoactive substances.